Good morning, the Chodesh. I was just thinking while I was officiating Rabbi Tarchiner's shir, in addition to the good choice of a blue tie, you know, whenever you have a color that's sort of in between blue and green on the spectrum, maybe like in the turquoise family, I always disagree with people as to what color it is. I always think it's more green, and other people always tell me it's more blue, and they're probably right, because turquoise, I think, normally is associated with blue. But I was just thinking, I was looking at this tie, and I was thinking, to me it's green, but maybe to some of you it passes as blue. So, great, excellent. Thank you. Rishos Rabbi Tarchiner, Rishos the President, Mr. Rubenstein. Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, a Rosh Yeshiva from Muncie, asks the following question. We say in benching that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava. The land of Israel is a desirable land. It's an Eretz Chemda, desirable land. It's Tova, it's a good land. And it's Rechava. It's a vast, wide land. So, Esther Waxman, right, if you take a look at the small countries in the world, Eretz Yisrael is probably up there for being one of the smaller countries. So how can we say in benching that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Rechava? I understand it's a desirable land, it's a good land. It's a vast land? It's not a vast land, it's a tiny country. And Rav Waxman answered with a mashal. He says, if you go into someone's house and you see a table which is 8 feet long, so it's not particularly impressive. It's a table, it's 8 feet long, great, looks pretty normal. You walk into someone's house and you see a diamond which is 8 feet long. Wow! Right? Probably buy the entire country for something like that. And Rav Waxman answered that if we understand that Eretz Yisrael is a lot more than just a land, if we understand that Eretz Yisrael is a diamond, then we understand why we say in benching that it's an Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. Once we understand that it's an Eretz Chemda, that it's a desirable land, and that it's an Eretz Tova, that it's a good land, then we also understand that it's an Eretz Rechava, that it's a vast, wide land. The Gemara says in Brachos, here in Source 2, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Hashem gave three wonderful gifts to the Jewish people. V'kulon lo nastan ela al yidei yisurin. All of these three gifts were given through suffering. Eluhein, these are the three gifts, Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Haba. The three gifts are Torah, the land of Israel, and the world to come. And this was a statement said by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We're familiar with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai as being someone who focused on what we call the Pnimius HaTorah. What's inside, the depths, what's inside deep in the Torah. And what's the common denominator? According to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, someone who focuses on what's deep, what's really inside, what's the common denominator between Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba? And I think the common denominator is, as Rav Waxman explained in benching, it's this idea that we can have something which is a gift, and the gift can have a physical, tangible, clearly apparent benefit. But there can also be so much more to it. And when we think about the gift on a deeper level, we realize that there's so much more to just the physical, tangible benefit that we see. So let's look at each one of these three gifts and see what they really are. What's Torah? So the Chafetz Chaim tells us here in Source 3, Mihine Yadua, it's known, Shatorah HaKadosha, the Holy Torah, Shoresh Oro Gemara Gavoa Ma'od Ma'od. The source, the root of the Torah's light, of the Torah's spiritual light, is most elevated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'avur Shu Rav Chesed Ma'od, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves to do kindness, Va'oev Ra'amo, and he loves his nation, Ashikro'im B'Shem Bonim, to the point where he calls us his children, he refers to us as his children, Hilbish as Or HaTorah, he clothed this spiritual light of Torah, Shehorido Ranu, when he brought the Torah down to us, he clothed it B'Ma'atofa Shel Zeh Ha'olam, in a wrapping that's related to this world. Kadeshaniya Yechovim Hisdavik boasts that we can attach ourselves to Torah. Because this world is too small to hold the great holiness of the Torah, Hashem had to minimize, so to speak, had to minimize the Torah. Even as the Torah takes the form of this wrapping of things that pertain to this world, basic laws that teach us about our daily conduct, things that are related to this world, even as the Torah is minimized, so to speak, into that wrapping, Gamkin anu roin she'ein ketz l'chachmasa, we still see that there's no end to the great wisdom of the Torah. In other words, the Torah is something which, when we look at it, we can see that it has a very tangible, practical benefit. We look at the Torah and we learn how to conduct our lives on a daily basis. And that is the wrapping that the Torah is, so to speak, placed into so that this world can handle it. But the Torah is really much more. The Torah is the spiritual light, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, wrapped in this casing, so that it would fit with this world, but it's really so much more. And what's the next gift that the Gemara refers to? Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bachaye says here in source 4, the Pasuk says, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa. It's the land that Hashem seeks out Tamid consistently. Adas Apshat says Rabbeinu Bachaye, Iker Hashkachoso Ba'aretz Ahi. Hashem's primary providence is on the land of Israel. Ki bevadai kol ha'aratos hu doresh. For sure, Hashem looks into everything with regard to all the lands. Aval ha'inyan ki ikar hadrisha v'hashgacha sham. Hashem's primary providence is on Eretz Yisrael. U'misham is pashetas v'shar ha'aratos, and from there it extends to all of the other lands. Ki inyan ha'rev ba'adam, just like the heart within a person. Shunasun be'emza haguf, the heart is in the center of the person. Shehu ikar hachiyus, and the heart is the primary life force of the body. U'misham hachiyus mispashet v'shar ha'ivarim, and from there this life force extends to the other limbs. Uva ha'kosev l'ramdenu, when the Torah is coming to teach us, she'ein eretz Yisrael nesuna tachas memshelas hakochavim v'hamazoros k'shar ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is not given over to constellations or to anything else, as in, to some extent, the way Hashem controls the other lands. I'm not sure what that means, but it's more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo v'chvodo doresh osa tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, with his honor, seeks out Eretz Yisrael consistently. So Eretz Yisrael is a place which is not only a physical land, but is also a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primary hashgacha is focused on Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem's guidance of the rest of the world is mispashet, is something which emerges from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct focus on Eretz Yisrael. And what's Olam Haba? I mean, I can't tell you, of course. But let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says here in source 5, in the Rambam here is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, the times of Mashiach, which is different from Olam Haba, but I want to take the idea that he mentions. And the Rambam says, Lo nis'avu ha'chachamim ha'neviim Yemos HaMashiach. When the Chachamim and the prophets, the Neviim, anticipated and desired, yearned for the days of Mashiach, Lo k'dei sheyishvatu al kol ha'olam. It wasn't so that they would rule and reign over the entire world. Not so that they would be in charge of the idolaters, not so that other nations would elevate them and respect them, and not just so that we could eat and drink and rejoice. So why were they yearning for the days of Mashiach? El kadei sheyu pnuyin b'Torah v'chachmasa, so that they could be free to focus on Torah and on wisdom. There would be no one interfering, there would be no impediments, that through that focus on Torah and Chachma they can merit Olam Haba. In other words, the Rambam is saying about the days of Mashiach that even though it's true, in the days of Mashiach there will be world peace. There will be no one interfering with our ability to serve Hashem. We'll live a good life, we'll be able to eat and drink and rejoice. That's not why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im yearned for the Yemos HaMashiach. They yearn for the Yemos HaMashiach to be able to focus on Torah and on Chachma. That's why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im so greatly anticipated the Yemos HaMashiach. And the Rambam here is talking about the Yemos HaMashiach, but I think we can say the same thing about Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is something which is obviously going to be greatly pleasurable. It's the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. It's a schar for our mitzvos in this world. And for sure it's going to be something which isn't going to be enjoyable. But what's the reason why Chachamim and Nevi'im, if we could argue, would say that they anticipate Olam Haba? Is it just to be able to, so to speak, rachov l'smoach? Not in a physical sense, but even in a spiritual sense. Is it just that? Or is it more, is it about Yediyas Hashem? Is it about the deep levels that a person can attain of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the next world? And I think that all three of these examples in the Gemara and Brachos, all three of the things that Chazal tell us, were gifts, were wonderful gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hu gave us, and they were given to us only through Yisurin, all three of these gifts, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he's the personality who we would expect to tell us something like this, someone who focused on Pnimius HaTorah, someone who focused on what's truly the depths, what we can really see inside. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us that each one of these three wonderful gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us are gifts where, at the surface, we can understand the physical, tangible benefit that Hashem is providing us. Torah teaches us how to live our life. Eretz Yisrael, it's a beautiful, wonderful land. Olam Haba, the world to come when we'll have everything, there'll be peace. But that's not it. There's so much more, and that's why this is such a matana tova. That's just at the surface. But what really is there? Torah is Shoresh Ora Ramara, the spiritual light of the Chafetz Chaim described. Eretz Yisrael is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his Hashkacha, puts his divine providence specifically on Eretz Yisrael, and from there it flows to all of the other countries. There's a level of Kirvas Hashem that can be attained in Eretz Yisrael. And Olam Haba, also a time when we can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so much more to the gift than just what meets the eyes. There's a lot of discussion about what brachos, what tfilos are d'oraisa. People talk about when tfilah is d'oraisa, is it only in an Eis Tzara? Is tfilah d'oraisa more frequently than that? Is machokas, is Birkas HaTorah is d'oraisa? There's one thing that everyone agrees is d'oraisa, and that's Birkas HaMazon. When we bench after we eat bread, that everyone agrees is d'oraisa. And there are certain components of benching which are considered to be so essential that if a person left them out, they'd have to go back and bench again. And the Gemara says here in Brachos in Sor 6, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava BeBirkas HaAretz UMalchus Beis David BeBone Yerushalayim Oyatza Yedei Chovasa. If you leave out this line of Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava, that Eretz Yisrael is a desirable, a good, and a vast land, and you leave out the mention of Malchus Beis David, the Davidic dynasty, if you leave out those two segments of benching, you did not fulfill your obligation, and you have to go back and bench again. Nachum Azakin Omer Sharach Sheyizkor Babris. You also have to mention Bris. Bris Choshe Chasamta Bivsareinu and Viosi Omer Sharach Sheyizkor BaTorah. You also have to mention Torah as Tarascha Shlimadetanu. So there are four things here which are essential to benching. Benching, which is the example of Tfilah and Torah, according to everyone, has four things which the Gemara says are essential. Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, Malchus Beis David, Bris and Torah. And I think if we think about all of these things, and maybe more specifically what some of them symbolize, what all of them symbolize, I think it's the same idea, that you have something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with a benefit at a surface level, but there's really, really so much more, so much more to it. There's so much Ruchnius which can be found embedded inside all of the basic physical tangible gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The Shulchan Aruch actually has a segment. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch which speaks about our obligation to do everything that we do l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven. And the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sur 7, V'chein b'chol ma sheyena b'olam hazeh, in any way that a person derives pleasure from this world, lo yechavin l'hana'aso, don't only have intent for your own benefit, have in mind more than that. You should also have in mind for the service of Hashem. Kedachsev, as the Pasuk says, Bechol derachecha da'eyu, in all your ways you should know Hashem. Va'amru chachamim kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim, that all of your ways should be for the sake of heaven. All your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Shafiu dvarim shel reshos, even matters which are permissible, they're not mitzvos. Kegon ha'achiva v'ashesiya, v'ha'aricha v'ayeshiva v'hakima v'hatashmish v'asicha v'chol tzarech ha'gufcha, everything that a person does to take care of their physical needs, yiu kulam avodas bara'acha ogedavar hagorim avodas. So everything should be for the sake of serving Hashem, or for something which can lead to serving Hashem. And I think that the idea is that matanos, the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, what can be defined as a matana tova, as a good gift? What we define as a good gift is a gift that we can benefit from both on a very basic physical level and that we can then use for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the three primary examples of that, the Gemara says, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Olam Haba, we haven't been zocha to yet. So we're still in this world. So Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Torah and Eretz Yisrael are the two examples of gifts, primary examples of gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that we see a direct, physical, tangible benefit, and that also have jam-packed within them this intense ruchnius, this ruchnius that can lead us to the whole depths of the wonderful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. On the next page, there's a tshuva from Rav Ovadia Yosef. This is the beginning of a long tshuva. This is his introduction where he speaks about the monumental matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Medinas Yisrael. And he says here, he speaks about the different aspects, the different benefits that we get from Eretz Yisrael, and he focuses on what we're talking about, on the fact that we can use Eretz Yisrael to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can take not only the physical gift of Eretz Yisrael, but we can also take the spiritual gift of Eretz Yisrael and use it to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says here, we'll read it slowly, we'll translate. It's a very good piece. Rav Avadya Yosef writes, "Britzoni lahadgish tchira, I want to emphasize, ki medinas Yisrael v'atzma'ut shelton am Yisrael v'artzenu hakedosha, that the state of Israel and the independent rule that the nation of Israel has in our holy land, hinam bari chashivos historit v'datit mimadrega harishona. It's a first rate historical and religious significance. After close to 2,000 years of exile for our people, Hanitke v'Hanirdaf, we're a people who have been trampled and pursued by Arzos Anechar in foreign lands. Zachinu Rashuv Yartenu Hakadosha, we've merited to return to our holy land, Tachas Shilton Atzma'i v'Medinas Yisrael, under our own independent rulership in the state of Israel. Shilton Yisrael Husha Ifsher, it's the state of Israel which has made it possible, Ma'afsher, and continues to make it possible. The Ezras Hashem Yisbarach Achenu HaPzurim B'chol Kitzvei Tevel makes it possible for the Jewish communities throughout the world, Laros Nartzenu HaKadosha, to go up, to make Aliyah to our holy land, Rivnos Rehibanos Ba, to build up Eretz Yisrael and to be built up ourselves through Eretz Yisrael. Roko Hagbara, without any limitations. Who are these who fly like clouds and like doves to their homes? Your children from afar will come, and your daughters will be raised on their side. And the land is developing b'ketzev mahir at a tremendous pace. It's becoming prosperous in a physical way. It's sprouting like a rose and growing even in the midbar, so to speak, in the desert. It's becoming fruitful. That's of course a focus on the physical benefits of Eretz Yisrael. What we plainly can see is a tangible physical benefit in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Avadya continues, Shalosh pa'amim, three times, Zachinu be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, Renitzchonos nefroyim aloyveinu hazomimim lahachideinu. We merited three times miraculous victories against our enemies who schemes to destroy us. The Milchemes HaKomemiyos in the War of Independence, and Mifza Kadesh in the war where we conquered the Sinai, of Milchemes Shesha Sayamim in the Six-Day War, Ro'u Ko'afse Oretz Eis Yeshua Selokeinu, the entire world saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us. Three times we know it's a chazaka. If something happens three times, we can assume it's going to happen again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to support us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not perform miracles for nothing. If Hashem had in mind to destroy us, if this wasn't going to continue leading to the ultimate Geula Shleima, then Lo Hiranu Es Kol Eila, Hashem wouldn't have shown us all these miracles. If Hashem showed us all these miracles, then the Simna Milsahi, it's a sign, Gam L'Kras Habos, also with regard to what we'll see in the future. Sha'od Yosef Hashem Yado Haroseinu Es Yado Zro Hanituya, that Hashem will continue to show us His outstretched arm, and as Yom Ruvagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasosim Eira, the nations of the world will say that it's amazing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for these people, for the Jewish people, and Ayinu Simechim, and we rejoiced. Ne'emar Ur'evetuv Yerushalayim, it says, and you'll see the good of Yerushalayim. And now we'll focus on the deeper spiritual meaning of Medinas Yisrael. Medinas Yisrael Kayom Hi Merkaz HaTorah Ba'olam Kuro. The state of Israel right now is the center of Torah in the entire world. Mitoch Revavos Alfa Yisrael Toshavei HaMedina, amongst tens of thousands of people, inhabitants of the state, Ken Yirbu V'chein Yifrotu, may they increase. B'tziro Shel HaMedina Yechasayon, in the shade and the protection of the state, Yechasayon Ke'esrim U'shnayim Elef Bachurim Yekarim Mituvei Baneinu Ha'oskim B'Torah Yomam V'Layla. So many Talmidim who are learning Torah day and night, B'shivos HaKadoshos and the holy yeshivos, B'chorich Ve'Ha'oretz, throughout the entire expanse of the land. This reminds us of the statement of Chazal, Uvenucho Yomar, Shuva, when the Aron would rest, it was said, Shuva Hashem, Rivavos Alfa Yisrael, and Hashem rest together with the tens of thousands of people in Klal Yisrael. Meramed and Chazal Darshan, She'ein Hashchina Shora al Yisrael, Bepachos Mishnei Rivavos, Mishnei Arafim, that the Shechina rests on no less than 22,000 people. And I guess at the time Rav Ovadia was writing, it was assumed that there were about 22,000 people learning in the yeshivos. Umehem Yaseid Umehem Pina. This was a peg and a cornerstone. Shasidim Heim Liyos Gedola Yisrael Roav Umanhigov. That these people would ultimately be the great leaders of the Jewish people. Behem Rivavos Ephraim, Behem Alfei Menashe. And corresponding to the heavenly entourage, and Ne'emar, as the pasuk says, Rechav Elokim Ribosayim Alfei Shenan, and Chazal Darshan, that also refers to 22,000 Ribosayim and Alfei. Vizos Mitoch, and I think what he means with the following is 312. Shin Yud Beis Yeshivos. Apparently, maybe at the time there were 312 yeshivos. Asher Bechol Rechvei Haaretz Remez Ledavar, that's hinted to in Arisa Ramarom Shavisa Shevi. The word Shevi, the gematria of the word Shevi is 312. And Rav Ovadia says, the Chazal say that that's a drasha for Matan Torah. And he continues, V'cholzos milvara saros rivavos v'shomei emuna Yisrael shemachanchem espeneyem v'chinuch torani datib ramagvoha. The Jewish education at the highest levels in the state of Israel. V'espenoseyem altaras hakodesh b'tznius v'kedusha ufainim la'am Yisrael. And a typical Jewish education for Jewish girls, koro'eyem yakirum kiem zera beirach Hashem. Everyone can see that they are the children that Hashem has blessed. V'vehetzeim v'havtachas terasenu hakedusha, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us in the Torah, ki roti shachach mipi zaro, the Torah will never be forgotten. Ko yitein Hashem v'chol yosif l'amo v'nacharosu, may Hashem continue to bless His people. Even by the majority of people, anumotim ozen kasheves v'nafshem shokeika uchemeya l'shmoa Torah mivigdola Yisrael. Everyone's interested in hearing Torah from the Torah leaders. Umisgashim leinenu hachozon hanifla, and the prophecy is being fulfilled in front of our eyes. Hina yomim boim, there are days that will come. Nuhum Hashem, so says Hashem. V'hishlachti rav ba'aretz, I'm going to send a rav, literally a famine. But what type of famine am I going to send in the land? Lo rav. With lechem, not a famine for bread, and not thirst for water. That everyone is going to be yearning to hear the Dvar Hashem, to hear the word of God. We're seeing that vision fulfilled in front of our eyes. And Rav Ovadia says, "Amnam, it's true. We cannot deny. It's true. There are certain things which provide a shade, which shadow, which sort of dampen and darken our joy." However, don't forget, just a little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. Until the day ends, at the end of the day when Mashiach comes, all these dampeners of our joy will be removed. And Hashem will shine upon us and His honor will be seen upon us. Beautiful words from Rav Ovadia quoting Psukim, weaving Psukim into this beautiful piece. And I think just what I want to take from here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Matana Tova, gave us a wonderful gift of Eretz Yisrael, and it's true, it came through Yisurin, right? This is about Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut, but Yom HaZikaron also, that it's a Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through suffering. And the reason why it's a Matana Tova is because we can clearly see that it's an Eretz Chemda Tova. It's a desirable, it's a good land, it has a physical benefit, there's a tangible benefit, but there's so much more than that. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who is the Rebbe of the Torah of Pnimiyah, who's the Rebbe of teaching us what's deep down inside the Torah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai teaches us that there's so much more, that Eretz Yisrael is a place where, as the pasuk says, it's a land that Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides His providence, His Hashkachas, primarily on Eretz Yisrael. It's a place where we can grow in Avodas HaTorah, in Avodas Hashem. It's a place where we can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that we're currently celebrating.